The Nebraska legislature advanced a major bill dealing with property taxes, corporate incentives, and a major project at the University of Nebraska Medical Center Wednesday, and lawmakers gave first-round approval to a bill restricting a procedure used in some second-trimester abortions. As a caution to listeners, this story contains some graphic language. The bill on property taxes, corporate incentives, and the UNMC project is a last-minute compromise advanced by the Revenue Committee Tuesday. Speaker of the legislature Jim Scheer said it's an investment in Nebraska's future.
What we have an opportunity to do is make Nebraska not only a more inviting place, but a better place to live in. It's no exaggeration that the great multitude of people feel their property taxes are too high. That's not a guess. We all know that. If we are going to try to encourage people to come to Nebraska, we have to make Nebraska a more competitive place.
The bill would devote $125 million of state revenue in its first year to offset local property taxes, rising to $375 million in 3 to 5 years. That's to reduce a statewide property tax bill that's currently just short of $4.4 billion. It would update the state's corporate tax incentives and authorize credits starting at $25 million a year, rising to $150 million by year 5. The bill would also pledge $300 million for a new hospital and education center at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha to deal with situations including nuclear, chemical, and biological emergencies. Senator John Stinner, chair of the Appropriations Committee, hailed part of the bill that promised if future state revenues go up by over 3.5% a year, half that money would go to the cash reserve until that rainy day fund reaches $500 million.
That sets a floor. I did not want to have anybody say that we're cutting government spending to do property tax. This is a good proposal. It safeguards what we have in place. It acknowledges that the state has to spend a certain amount of money to run the state government.
Senator Kate Bowles, vice chair of the Appropriations Committee, urged her colleagues to weigh the benefits against other priorities in thinking about the bill.
We will be adding $375 million in property tax relief over 5 years. Please put that in balance with the other unmet needs we have in this state, including tuition assistance, the developmental disabilities waiting list, provider rates, K through 12, workforce development, and everything else. It's doable, but there must be a balance.
And Senator Steve Erdman said the bill, LB 1107, would not accomplish what its supporters said it would do.
1107 is not property tax relief. Relief means that I pay less taxes next year than I paid this year. 1107 is a minuscule, unrecognizable amount of reduction in your taxes. Example, a good friend of mine told me his property tax went up $500 this year. This bill will give him $90 back. This is a decrease in the increase.
After about 4 hours of debate, senators voted 43-2 to give the bill first-round approval Wednesday evening. Some senators who voted for it said they still question if it's sustainable in the long run, and they haven't made a final decision on voting to pass it. Also Wednesday, lawmakers gave first-round approval to a bill restricting dilation and evacuation abortions, a procedure used to terminate some second-trimester pregnancies. Abortion opponents often call the procedure a dismemberment abortion, as it involves using forceps to remove parts of the fetus from the uterus. Opponents of the bill say it would put an undue burden on a woman's right to an abortion, which the U.S. Supreme Court has said is unconstitutional. Senator Suzanne Geist, lead sponsor of the bill, said that's not the case.
We are talking about eliminating a procedure that is barbaric. We are not keeping women from getting a second trimester abortion.
Geist said other procedures can be used, but opponents said the decision on what method to use should depend on what's the safest method for the patient. Senator Patty Pansing-Brooks said the proposal is an example of devaluing women.
We don't play doctor on vasectomies. No, those are men's decisions. But boy, the minute a woman has to decide some issues that are a struggle to their lives, boy, just pop right in there and you guys tell us what we should do.
Senator Tim Gregert supported the bill, calling it a life-saving mission.
I really feel that this is probably, as I said here for the last 2 years, one of the most important bills that has come up on this board. And why is that? Well, first of all, my wife Donna and I were recently blessed with our fourth grandchild, Owen. And I would hate to see anybody miss out on that amazing experience.
Senator Megan Hunt, opposing the bill, responded to Gregert.
Senator Gregert, I am a mother. I understand the joy and magic of parenthood, and I understand also that all pregnancies are different. And that's why this one-size-fits-all bill has no place in our statute. I don't care if you're a teacher, I don't care if you're a lawmaker, I don't care what your job is. If you are not a physician, a patient, then you have no place telling doctors what is best for those patients.
After 3 hours of debate, much of which was consumed by procedural wrangling, senators voted to cut off debate and give the bill first-round approval on a vote of 34-9. It would still have to be approved twice more in the 4 days remaining in this legislative session before being sent to Governor Pete Ricketts, who supports the measure. For NET News at the Capitol, I'm Fred Knapp.